After the online shopping frenzy on the Singles Day last week, people are going to receive lots of packages from online sellers, and plenty of them are going to want to take photos of themselves on these newly bought products and posting them online. And there are many interesting buyer shows or 买家秀 that makes people not want to shop online anymore. 双十一过后马上会有大批的买家收到快递，而网上出现的各种奇葩的买家秀足以让你都不再想网购了。So, have you guys looked at any of those weird photos and do you think that they're horrible?
Some of them are pretty funny, I would have to say, because it's just a very stark contrast of the seller's photo and the buyer's photo often when you see online. Because, well...Actually, I haven't really posted this photo online, but I have bought something online which I saw, wow, it looks great on the model and it should look pretty good on me. I'm already getting a size L. But actually, when I put it on myself and I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, I don't look like a beanstalk like the model. I sort of look like a whale. And I'm certainly not going to post that photo online. So what I don't really get is...
Maybe you should be buying a size smaller than a size larger.
Anyway, so, I mean, I just think that for looking at some of these photos, it just seems like people often... Do they not see themselves in the mirror?
Well, I think it's also... I mean, you know, a professional photographer...is amazingly important when it comes to a photo. I mean, I feel like that should go without saying, but I think a lot of people forget that because they fancy themselves as some type of amateur photographer when they really don't have any skill whatsoever. And so especially like when you're comparing, you know, a model who, number one, is, of course, probably better looking than average, but also has the support of a good makeup and hair person, and then has, you know, a qualified photographer. Maybe not even a great one, but a qualified photographer taking pictures of her or him. They're going to look amazing, and the clothes are going to look amazing. And then you try to do the same thing with yourself, and you should understand that the results aren't always going to be that great.
Yeah, and more often... than not, it's going to look pretty disastrous on average people. And I just have to say, with the Meitu app or, you know, the PS Photoshop, it's so easy to make the photo look better. And I think, you know, with the ones that we see online, it's, you know, they're the ones that are carefully picked out and Photoshopped. So it's really...
Yeah, you have to wonder how bad the other ones were. Yeah. If these PS'd ones or the Meitu ones were one of the best ones that they felt like. I'm just looking at some of these examples. Like there's one example of a seller who actually contacted a previous buyer who was posting photos of herself in the clothes, saying, "Hey, look, if you delete these photos, I will give you a 10 kwai discount for each photo deleted because you're hurting my business."
Yeah, this is definitely true of a lot of these 买家秀pictures. But I think as buyers or future buyers, these pictures are actually very important because it gives us a direction of what may look like beautiful clothes will look on an ordinary person without a photoshopped photo.
Well, also, I mean, personally, I mean, number one, I am a bit old-fashioned when it comes to online behavior in general. But when it comes to buying stuff online, I don't buy shoes or clothes online because, I mean, I need to be able to put it on and see how it looks. I don't care if it's a bit more expensive, but being able to look in the mirror and decide that this is what I want and being able to walk out of the store with it right then makes a whole lot of difference to me.
Yeah, and I think you must have learned by now that when you shop online for clothes, there's often going to be a difference in the color because of the lighting
also
of the photo.
The quality is usually a lot lower than you expect.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah. And for people like myself, I'm pretty tall for a Chinese girl, and I don't shop online for clothes because I've learned my lesson. It's going to be rare to get comfortable sizes for me. So I only get like baggy clothes online. I think, you know, these are things that I think all girls have learned.
I only get tight clothes online.
Oh, okay. So as someone who often buy clothes and shoes online, I'm going to offer you girls and some guys there some tips. You know, first of all, just skip those model photos. Just go directly down to the very bottom where sellers will put out photos, you know, just plain clothes laying on a surface. Just look at those and they'll look at the detailed photos. Disregard all the model photos because sometimes, you know, the sellers are very smart. They put out the models first and at the very end put one or two photos of the plain clothes hang on a hanger or something. Never look at the model ones because they're going to be really good. And only look at the, you know, 平铺图, so-called. And look at the 买家秀 on the comment part on Taobao because you're always going to be surprised as to how there are. Plus, even if there are no 买家秀, even if there are no photos, it's still very important to look at the comment section because they will tell you what the shortcomings of the clothes as well.
Anyway. Those are some very useful tips. I've got it noted. Thanks, Xiaohua.
Yeah. But I guess another thing is that some of these photos are probably posted because, you know, these buyers are just fixated with taking selfies. It doesn't have to do with, you know, whether, you know, this or that.
And as I said last week, selfies are a disease.
And they probably are in terms of this case.
In our society.
Yeah, looking at some of those weird photos, they probably are a disease.